Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week I'm going to talk about uniforms. I'm one of only three guys in Humboldt County that has to wear a tie to work. It's part of my uniform. Uniforms began during the Middle Ages to identify craftspeople and what guilds they belonged to. People affixed badges to their clothing to identify their trade or profession. And later, during the 18th and 19th centuries, it evolved into more of what we see today, standardized clothing and displaying the seals and crests, you know, logos. In the modern business workplace of America today, the old school, unofficial uniforms of dresses and nylons or coats and ties has evolved to people wearing pajama pants. Hey, I'm not disparaging pajama bottoms or lounge pants, if you want to call them that. Give me a fine glass of whiskey, a pipe, lounge pants, and a fancy robe, and I can pretend I'm Hugh Hefner too. But in my workplace, I gotta go old school, and that requires me wearing a tie. Now, ties have lost much of their cool factor, and that's if they ever had any. But I wear Jerry Garcia ties that are designed off of Jerry's old artwork. I think they're pretty cool. It shows my rebel side. You know, it's my way of pointing a finger at the man and saying, yeah, buddy, I'll wear a tie, but it's a deadhead tie. But the reason I brought up uniforms was because, unlike a lot of folks who wear uniforms, I can't take mine off before I leave work. So, the most I can do is throw off my sports coat, put on a black leather coat, still have the tie on, and head home. But more times than not, I've got to go shopping for the family. Have to go to the three W's, Walgreens, Walmart, or Winco, or maybe even the Big C, Costco. And it never fails. I mean, never ever fails, folks. People think I'm the store manager. I'll be shopping, and all of a sudden I've got some folks behind me saying, excuse me, sir, do you know where the Pepto-Bismol is? It's the tie, folks. It's the unofficial emblem of management, and thus, everybody thinks I'm the store manager. Now, more times than not, I just turn around with a confused look in my eye, and they realize, this guy isn't the store manager. But there's other times I play the role, and I give good advice. You know, build up the karma points. It's an aisle 10, ma'am, on the right-hand side. And besides giving directions to strangers, my tie and my height requires me to get items down for the top shelves, for short people. Well, Randy Newman kind of ruined that terminology, so let's just call them height-impaired individuals. They're always incredibly grateful, and I can joke about my being 6'3" and how it helps get the cream corn down off the top shelf, but it's a pain in the butt when you're trying to buy clothes. I should probably see if my tie could get me a discount. I hadn't thought about that. A store discount. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Hey, if you see me in the stores, I'll be the tall guy with the black leather coat and the Jerry Garcia tie. I can't tell you where the Pepto-Bismol is, but I'll always help you get down the cream corn.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.